Here's your KLAM News for this Saturday morning. The Democratic candidate seeking the position of Iowa Secretary of Agriculture will be attending the Woodbury County Fair on Sunday afternoon. Tim Gannon has scheduled to visit the Woodbury County Fair in Mobile between 1:30 and 3 p.m. Following the fair visit, Gannon, who is a former USDA official under former Iowa Governor Tom Vilsack, will hold a meet-and-greet session with Woodbury County Democrats at the Woodbury County Democratic headquarters located at 833 Gordon Drive in Sioux City. He is scheduled to be at the Sioux City between 3:30 and 5 p.m. Gannon wants to reduce the rural population loss in Iowa's rural communities, improve soil health and water quality, and put more money in farmers' pockets. Iowa legislators are pushing for upholding the law when it comes to federal ethanol requirements. At the Senate Environment and Public Works Committee hearing, Iowa Senator Joni Ernst pressed Environmental Protection Agency Acting Administrator Andrew Wheeler to uphold the renewable fuel standard and to act on the nearly 2.25 billion gallons of ethanol that had been waived by the EPA. Ernst says that this has destroyed ethanol demand, leading to lost income for Iowa farmers. When asked, Wheeler says that the RFS should be implemented with the original intent of Congress. He adds waivers were included in that intent, and there were no provisions for reallocating lost gallons. Wheeler points out that the EPA has been sued twice and lost twice for not granting enough waivers. The Iowa Republican U.S. Senator asked Wheeler if there is a plan in place to replace the lost gallons of ethanol due to the waivers granted to oil refineries.
There is also an obligation, though, of 15 billion gallons. And so those gallons that have been granted waivers for, we have to figure out a real allocation strategy.
I agree we have to figure out a real allocation strategy.
Okay,
there, but we are confined by the law.
And thank you. And the law does require 15 billion gallons.
Iowa's 4th District Republican Congressman Steve King says he hopes that the trade dispute between the United States and several countries can be resolved sooner than later. King says, though, he's not optimistic that anything will be resolved in the very near future.
Let's get this done before the beans turn. And that's been what I've been saying to them for about 3 months now. But in my conversations about a week and a half ago with Peter Navarro and with Larry Kudlow, the top two White House negotiators, is that I'm not as optimistic as I was. And we don't really even have a NAFTA deal sitting on the table that could be signed off on today.
King says that separate agreements may have to be crafted with Canada and Mexico.
And it looks like the Canadians are ever reluctant to actually come to the table and reach an agreement. The Mexicans seem to be ready, so the president has indicated he may be ready to cut a bilateral trade agreement with the Mexicans and then turn to a bilateral negotiation with the Canadians and hope to get that resolved.
The Republican congressman says China presents a different series of problems, particularly to Iowa and the 4th Congressional District.
The 4th District of Iowa is number one in soybean production, is number one in pork production. And those are the two items that are most targeted by the Chinese for retaliation. And that means the pressure's here. And I said to a group of producers yesterday, I know I'm going to have to walk the gauntlet until this is resolved.
King says there's another issue with China adding to that dispute.
Don't forget that the center of the objection with China is not the trade imbalance, but instead it's their theft of our intellectual property, a number that the lowest annual cost of the thievery, the piracy of intellectual property by Chinese, is the lowest number is $250 billion a year. The highest number I see is $600 billion a year. I just want to put a duty on Chinese products to recover that.
The Iowa congressman says that the Trump administration's recent decision to make up producer losses will help for now, but he wants to see the trade battle end as quickly as possible. Police in southeastern Iowa say that one person is dead and another injured following a shootout with officers that sent a nearby elementary school into lockdown. The Ottumwa Courier reports that the shootout happened after police received a report around 1:40 p.m. of people with guns outside near Liberty Elementary. Ottumwa Police Chief Tom McAndrew says that when officers arrived, the suspects and officers exchanged gunfire. The shooting left one suspect dead. McAndrew says another suspect was taken to a local hospital with very serious injuries. He says another person was arrested and a fourth suspect is still on the run and being sought. Police believe that that person is armed and dangerous and urge residents in the area to stay inside their homes. Police say that no one else was injured. Students and staff at Liberty Elementary were taken to a shelter inside the school guarded by police and remained there until late Friday afternoon. Des Moines police say that they have found a sport utility vehicle believed to have been involved in a fatal hit-and-run crash that killed a 56-year-old bicyclist. Police say that the red SUV was found Wednesday abandoned and hidden in a rural area just east of Mitchellville. It has been impounded by the Des Moines police. An arrest warrant has been issued charging Anthony McGilvray with leaving the scene of a crash resulting in death. Police believe that McGilvray was driving the SUV rental the morning of July 28th in Des Moines when it hit the bicyclist identified as Darrell Ford. Investigators say that Ford crossed into an intersection against a red light when he was hit. Authorities say that Iowa's first reported 2018 death associated with the West Nile virus has occurred. The Iowa Public Health Department said in a news release Friday that the victim was 81 or years of age or older and lived in central Iowa. Another infected man, aged between 61 to 80, who lives in Palo Alto County, has recovered from the illness. The department says that 12 Iowans were diagnosed with West Nile virus last year, two of which had died. Experts say most people who are infected have no symptoms or experience only mild flu-like symptoms. The most vulnerable people are those who are at least 50 years of age or older and have weakened immune systems. The virus is transmitted to humans through mosquitoes, which acquire the virus by feeding on infected birds. And that's a look at your news this morning here on KLEM.